Last week was a very fun week, to say the least, because it is that time where we have to do a lot of driving downtown to get a few legal things taken care of. And a certain thing happened that I just have to share this week. While entering one place to get some legal stuff taken care of, signs were clearly posted that say, "No cell phones in use." Well, that was a particular day that we kind of wanted to have a cell phone available because we're anxiously awaiting some news regarding health reasons of some of our extended family members. And so when the employee had called us up to the window and we're trying to get some things taken care of, the cell phone was quickly taken out to see what we had already learned or had we not learned anything. Well, the employee, quickly seeing the cell phone, says, "You're not supposed to have those things in here. You need to put those away." No sooner were those words uttered till a form was given to us to fill out, and the said employee reached for her cell phone and began checking Facebook. Now, does that sound like what's good for the government perhaps might not be good for the rest of us? If you notice that locally and nationally in the news, laws are being passed that politicians exempt themselves from. You know, they don't want to be a part of the same things that we do. Sometimes we hear a person say, "Well, that's what you need to do," but then they themselves do something else. If you would, look at a few things with me from the Gospel of Matthew, the 23rd chapter. I like for us to learn a lesson that Jesus wants his disciples, among others, to learn. Matthew chapter 23, we're going to begin here in verse 1. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and they lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all love their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at the feast, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." As the chapter continues, Jesus goes on and on saying, "Woe to you scribes and Pharisees." He calls them hypocrites. And I'm sure we all know what a hypocrite really is. A person that says one thing and does something else. Think about the scribes and the Pharisees, how they love to be paraded in front of men, that they could pretend to do things that others would see what they're doing. But Jesus certainly knew what was on their inside. He knew that what they taught and how they appeared to them, is that really the way they were? Jesus knew, and that's what all that matters. When we look to ourselves and think about the Jews and the scribes, the Pharisees, are they hypocrites? Are they saying one thing and doing another? Are we like that? Do we proclaim the gospel of Christ? Do we attend on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night? And then perhaps the other times throughout the week, are we consistent? Do we say or perhaps do things a little bit different? Well, there was one man that we can look to as the perfect example, who always was consistent in what he said and what he did. And that certainly was Jesus Christ. You'll recall the letters that the gospel writer Luke had written, not only his gospel of Luke, but also the book of Acts. He says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1 that he had made a former account to Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. And I guarantee you, as you read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, see what Jesus taught. See how Jesus lived. He was consistent. He was a man of His Word. But not just His Word, for He did not speak of His own authority. But He spoke whatever His Father wanted Him to speak. As followers of Christ, His disciples, as Christians, we are to live as Christ lived. We are to teach the things that He taught. We are to live the faithful Christian life. But are we doing so this evening? In just a few moments, we're about to sing the song of invitation. If there be one that needs to respond to that invitation, to rededicate your life back to Christ, or dedicate it for the first time by becoming a Christian, now is the perfect opportunity to do so. Won't you come as together we stand and sing?